Spring in Farsi Literature. In the previous episode, we discussed some of the poems of the Iranian poets on Nowruz and spring. Today, we're going to present you more of these poems. The renowned Iranian poet Sa'di Shirazi says, "How is the orchard, O wind of the new spring, that fervently the nightingales are singing? No similarity bears the flower to your charming face. Amidst flowers, you are like a flower among thorns. O treasure of potion, pass by the tired souls. Will you leave us injured while you have the penalties?" Dear listeners, can you hear the sound of rivers and streams? Can you see the butterflies and birds flying vividly? Can you see the meadow and the primroses? Can you see the swallows and starlings coming back while chirruping? The nightingales are singing of the departure of winter. Contemporary poet Fereydun Moshiri says, "The scent of rain, the scent of meadow, the scent of soil, the fresh twigs washed by rain, ripping open the soil, the blue sky and the white cloud, the green leaves of willow are proud. With soft steps spring is almost around. Good for the time that spring is around." Spring is the most beautiful season. The moment of revolution of the earth and turning of the year causes a fervor in hearts. The world-famous Iranian poet Hafez Shirazi says, "Let us the flowers scatter and the wine pour into the goblet. Let us the sky's roof rend and show a new way ahead. If a troop that sheds the blood of lovers, the grief raises, I and the cupbearer will unite and destroy it with no dread." Spring is the miracle of God. It is the season of flourishing and blossoming anew. So everyone should be revived and revive. The spring breeze blows and enlivens everything. Let us learn from the nature and refine our soul and heart from every pollution. Spring is a season of thriving from the soil and ascending to the sky. It is a symbol of perfection and sublimity. Again, Hafez Shirazi says, "No less than atom are you. Don't be mean and express love so that you reach the sun's seclusion with rapture." To experience the freshness of spring and seeing its passage helps us reflect on the shortness of life in this world. So we have to thank God for this much beauty. Elsewhere, Hafez has said, "As the flower emerged in the meadow from nothing, the pansy humbly fell at its feet, prostrating." Listen carefully. You can hear the murmur of stones in streams and the song of plants in breeze. We had better let the spring breeze blow to our body and soul. The prominent Iranian poet Maulana Rumi says, "Said the apostle to the great companions of his, don't cover your body against the spring's breeze. How it treats the leaves of trees, the same it treats your souls and bodies. The earth and the sky look energetic in spring. This energy and vigor is the sign of a new rising. Spring is the gift of God for your body and soul. It is the gift of God to embark on journeying in the path of God.